The Metropolitan Arts Centre, or MAC, in Belfast has today launched a new prize for artists, the MAC International. The shortlist, which includes three Dublin-based artists, has just been announced. Hugh Mulholland is the curator of the MAC, and he's on the line from Belfast now to tell us a little bit more about this prize. What exactly, Hugh, is involved in the MAC International prize?
Well, we made a call for submissions in January this year. Artists had 4 months in order to respond. And in the end of April, we closed the submissions. And since then, myself and the two other adjudicators have been involved in the selection process. And just today, we've been able to shortlist to the 24 projects, 25 artists in total. There are two artists that are working collaboratively.
Right. And that's down to 24 submissions from 1,000. That's quite a task. What sort of criteria were you using?
Well, really, it was based simply on the quality of the work. The work really had to make an immediate impact. I mean, it is a very difficult process to go down from, there's 1,016 proposals, to get it down to 24. So it's quite a ruthless sort of selection process. And there's points at which you, as you come to a number which is closer to the number that we'll be exhibiting, that you had to think very carefully about one artist over another, because there are many more artists that were eligible to be included within the exhibition than we were able to accommodate in the three galleries at the MAC.
Did you have to, in making that selection, Hugh, did you have to really consider a range of media that you might have represented in the final shortlist, or did you work purely on the merits of the work itself or the merits of the artist, him or herself?
Yeah, I think, I mean, obviously we wanted to represent a broad range of contemporary visual art practice, but we weren't influenced by that. If, say, the painting hadn't been strong, there would have been less painting in the show than there is.
Right.
Same with sculpture. And I think there's also, whilst it's not a curated exhibition, you are trying to create a balance throughout the space as well. You have one eye to the space that you have available to you and the richness of the visitor experience as well.
What happens then with the 24 shortlisted projects now? There will be an exhibition. When will that be, and how long will it be there for?
Yeah, the exhibition is launched or opens on the 30th of October and continues until 15th of January 2015.
And what happens with the 24? Does that have to be whittled down to just one now, or are there a series of awards?
No. There's just one single award of 20,000, and that will be announced at the opening.
Who's judging?
The adjudicators, myself, Judith Nesbitt, and Francesco Benami.
He's an Italian art curator.
Yes, he is. Yeah, based in Turin and New York, and Judith is at the Tate in London.
What effect do you think the Turner Prize being in Derry recently had in terms of the Northern Ireland art scene? And was that a help for you when trying to move forward with this particular award?
I think with this particular award, it certainly was. We share one objective with the Turner Prize in the sense that we want to encourage and stimulate debate around contemporary practice, and you know, the Tate has such a well-known brand and attracts such a lot of interest, and the exhibition was so popular in Derry. And when you went to the exhibition, it was very obvious that it was both an arts audience and a non-arts audience that were visiting it. And that has also been the case in the MAC in the 2.5 years that we've been open, that we have a careful balance of exhibitions which are critically engaging, but also exhibitions which are deliberately programmed in order to bring new audiences into the MAC to experience visual art.
Now, clearly with 1,016 exhibits that were submitted in the first place, and then whittling that down to 24 submissions, there's quite an international flavour to it. But if we could just focus on the local for a little while, you have two local artists from Belfast on the list. Just tell us a little bit about who they are and about their work.
Well, actually, we have three artists.
Beg your pardon.
The three artists that are based here in Belfast. There's Dougal McKenzie, Colin Dark, and Mike Harvey. They're currently based in Belfast, although neither Dougal nor Colin are Northern Irish originally, but have been practising here for a number of years, with two other Northern Irish artists that are based in London as well. So it it's the nature of the way in which artists work and move around.
Yeah. Well, I will let you go at the moment because I don't want to embarrass the person sitting in front of me right now, or indeed prejudice anything in any way, shape or form, because we will concentrate now on the three Dublin-based artists who are on the shortlist. Two that we spoke to earlier today. Maria McKinney said that the acknowledgement of her work by curators like these meant a lot to her. And Cian Donnelly, who is from Dublin, but he's based in Rome, in fact, he has said to us that he has a long, long wanted to exhibit in the MAC, and now with this shortlisting, he will get the opportunity to do just that. But sitting in front of me is Darek Fortas, who is, tell us a bit about the work that you submitted, first of all, Darek.
First of all, I think work that was submitted by myself for MAC International was made last year with the very generous support by the Arts Council of Ireland. Since I'm a lens-based artist, I use the camera as a tool that merged two very distant villages where my parents originated from.
Where is that village?
Well, it's very hard to pronounce. One of them is Wojciechów, second one is Drewnica, and it's very difficult to pronounce originally.
Can I just say two Polish villages then, for the sake of my ease?
Drewnica, and second one is Wojciechów. So camera functions in the context of the project that is called At Source as a merging instrument.
So you took these two villages, they're your parents' native villages, are they?
Yes, they are.
And what attracted you to go back to this At Source? You're now based in Ireland, your parents are still in Poland. Why did you want to go back and look at their lives as a subject for an exhibition?
I think The main reason I decided to pursue, to finish this project or even undertake this project was the fact that I've been living here for 10 years. I was born originally in Poland. So that is my way of getting back, or rather compensating what I don't have really, or what I'm missing. So in a way that functions in this way, but there are other more different aspects of the project that concerned visual regime started with lens-based art. I'm talking here particularly about photography.
Yeah, because is this particular exhibition, is it all still photography, or are there some moving images as well?
There's a selection of still images as well as moving image work that will be displayed at the MAC.
And getting this, you're just going towards a postgraduate study stage. Getting this shortlisting at this point in your career, what does that mean for you?
What I heard official announcement this morning, I was blown away. Obviously, it's amazing. I think the reason is twofold. First of all, there's a really very highly reputable selection of the curators that made the final cut. The second reason is MAC is such incredible space. It's a great privilege for me. And I think in my particular situation, I think I'm just about to, it's very important, I suppose, to introduce your model of seeing your practice to a very pensive audience that MAC definitely does have. So,
well, congratulations on the shortlisting, and
thank
every best wish from for the final announcement when that comes.
Excellent.
Indeed, best wishes to all 25 artists, 24 projects involved in that. We've been talking to Cumal Holland, the curator of the MAC in Belfast, and with me in studio here this evening, shortlisted artist Darek Fortas. The winner of the first MAC International Prize will be announced on the 30th of October at the opening ceremony of the exhibition. More information on the MacLive.com.